Williams.
It's not much of an adjustment. Actually, it's kind of a good thing in terms of not having to deal with the rain. It's a walkthrough, and we're more concerned about the assignments than actually getting out. It's not taxing on the body whatsoever and running around. So it's a good thing just to come in. No adjustments whatsoever.
What are you hoping to see on your defense
standards? The same things we hope to see each day, that a little bit of improvement. We look to see that we're a little sharper in our assignments, that we're still running and flying around to the ball, consistency and those types of things. We want to be smart, situational football players. Every game has its own situations, and we want to make sure we handle those situations correctly. And we want to be physical, a physical defense that flies around, and we're looking for consistency in those areas.
What, if anything, have you learned about these guys working with them for the first time through 5 days at pads here?
Yeah, they like to work. Having pads on for 5 days in a row is tough, and there hadn't been a drop-off whatsoever in how they're running to the ball. They fuss about it, but when the coach blows the whistle, they show up. And we tell them that's the first rule of success, to show up and be ready to work, and they've done that. So that's a good step in the right direction.
Anybody in particular you're going to try to give a hard look to, or position-wise, reserve-wise, somebody that might not get a shot too often?
Not really. We're just right now, and it's still early, so everyone wants to make us make decisions in terms of who should be in and who shouldn't, but it's still early in the process. We're still evaluating. We're still installing. We're still putting things in, still learning. They're getting used to the staff, the defense, us as a whole. So we're gonna wait. Really, we want to wait until we get up or over to San Francisco, and then we'll start making some decisions, moving guys around based on performance. But it's still very early in the process. I'd like to keep all of them. And that's really, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, the secondary, they turned over a ton of balls, and you can never have enough good corners and enough healthy corners. But we'll see how the makeup of the team goes, because ultimately it's not just about the defense and about how many corners we want to keep, but what will make the defense and the team successful. So usually you keep about five, sometimes six. We'll see how that shakes out once it's all said and done.
Those guys at the bottom of that, they're fighting, say, Marcus and Reggie and Brandon. I mean, are they making it hard for you if you do end up keeping five or six?
I'll see what our GM thinks and what Coach Frazier thinks about that. But they're really making it hard on us, and that's a good thing. Anytime you have competition, that means guys are working, guys are stepping up, they're making plays. So it's a good problem to have guys make you make decisions about who stays and who goes. And ultimately, I think that there'll be one or two guys that go and will go on to play at some other teams.
Can you compare that to what you saw at the end of last year on tape from this team, that position?
What you're seeing now compared to what you saw when you saw them on tape last year?
I'm not sure how the preseason went and those things went. I know there were a lot of injuries last year, so that's always a tough situation to form your defense to be successful when you do have that many injuries. We'll kind of see and wait to see how things shape up. Last year was last year, and this year is a whole different year in terms of how the guys are playing, the depth that we have at corner. I'm happy with how things are shaping up.
In the offseason, did he need to reassure you guys that he was healthy and ready for this job? And has he done that? If that was the case,
or? No, I didn't need any reassurance. Being new here, I'm just coming in and seeing how guys work. make an evaluation fresh and new and clean slate, so to speak, and evaluating Jasper on here going forward, those things that he does, and we'll kind of see again where he's been consistent throughout these five practices, but it's only been five practices. We'd like to see how he does in the ball game and go from there.
What do you think from Aaron Henderson that might give him some positional flexibility if you need him to play either middle or on the outside?
He's smart. He's intelligent. He communicates well. He knows the defense. He flies around. He has leadership qualities about him. The list kind of goes on and on. You can never have too many guys that can fill in different spots, and that's a good thing to have. And Aaron's done that pretty well in the base defense. He's been at the will linebacker and nickel. He can go in our sub packages. He can go inside, and he can play really. Aaron can play every one of those positions, and so that's good for us. If someone misses a day or goes down, Aaron can fill in all those spots. And the big thing is that when he does fill in those spots, he plays winning football.
What's Josh Robinson able to do for you right now in terms of his recovery and where he's at with his hands?
Yeah, he did a little bit yesterday. We're bringing him along slowly. He did some individual. He did some group work, limited team. And each day we'd like to see him do a little bit more and see how fast he can get up to full speed. So we want to be smart about it. The hamstrings are a delicate thing. And when you're a skilled guy and you have to use your legs and you have to run and run at a high level or high speeds, you don't want to mess around with that. So we're a little bit cautious with that.
Ben Blanton won't be rotated in at all tonight.
You know what? I have to wait and see what the guys, what the trainers say about that. And if they're there, we'll use them. Again, we'll be smart about it. And if they're not, we'll just hold tight and someone else will hold down the spot and until they get back.
Speaking of that, Coach Frazier mentioned yesterday the slight tweaks in the offensive line, some of the injuries, like this first week of pads and practice. How does the defense in whole look as far as any tweaks out there as far as slight injuries or anything?
You know what? When you have a camp and you're in pads and you're practicing every day, when you're practicing hard, I don't think any of the guys are going to feel 100% after the first practice. So it's something that guys just have to work through. And once you get to the season, it's the same way. You never feel 100%. So, and the whole NFL is like that. So we're no different. So we just have to work through it and keep battling and keep being consistent.
Coach, Jared Allen had said yesterday that this is the second toughest camp that he's ever been in, you know, and you know, just talking about, you know, right behind Dick Vermeils, I think he said, but, you know, just behind, you know, with that and the last thought, how tough is it to try to push the guys but not go too far that you're causing injury?
There's always a fine line, but we're dealing with highly tuned athletes. We're dealing with guys that put a lot of work in the off season. Our older guys are used to it. They've been through camps. They know how to manage their bodies. They know what their bodies are like. They're in tune to their bodies. So they're listening to their bodies, and their bodies are telling them kind of how they feel. So, and you know what? Coach Frazier is an ex-player along with a coach, so he's in tune to the players, and he'll know when to kind of push them and when to back off. And as coaches and players, we'll follow his lead.
What more do you have to see out of Harrison to bump him up? And
what more to see after Harrison? You know, we're just waiting to see, evaluate him, just to kind of see, just to see what kind of player he is and what he does. It's going to take. We want to evaluate a guy on a broad body of work and not 5 days worth of practice. So again, just like, and it's not just Harrison; it's everyone that. We're waiting to see what guys do in a live situation. And then we'll look at the film, grade the film, evaluate guys, and then move them around based on performance, long-term performance, not just 1 or 2 days, and then make decisions there.
To what degree can you or will you couch some of the changes you're making on defense in the preseason?
Don't understand the question.
Like, how much? I mean, you need to play the defense that you're going to be running during the season. But if you're making significant changes, I think you'd be cautious about certain things you're putting on tape for the preseason.
No, we're not. We're not. We're going to worry about ourselves. And if we can execute our defense, We're not worried about what other guys are seeing and if we're trying to hide something from the first game or the second game or hold something back. We just want to make sure that we're fundamentally sound, technique sound, and we're not trying to trick ourselves. So we're going to just go out and do what we do and make sure that other teams can execute against what we do.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.